I'm sure you're well aware with the advent of DVD and Netflix and whatnot that shows like yours, like Mama's Family, can be, you know, brought to an entire different audience. What do you think a younger audience has to gain from Mama's Family?
You know, when I first started doing my stage show, which is called Vicki Lawrence and Mama, a two-woman show, and I knew that Mama had to come out of the closet, so she's a good half of the show, but we were like just thoroughly surprised at how young our audience was. And one day I stopped in the middle of the audience, there were a bunch of college guys. And I said, "You guys, really?" And they said, "Oh my God, we wouldn't have gotten through without Mama." And I just thought, okay, well, she's sort of spanning the generations. And we've been watching these episodes, you know, because the DVD came out, and it's just a beautiful package, and it's so nice to sit and watch them. And, you know, I find myself laughing my ass off. I'll be sitting in the bed. I've been watching them in the bedroom because I can kind of close myself off and be alone. And my husband will come in and he'll hear me laughing. He'll go, "What is it, Mama's Family again?" And I'll go, "Yeah." Next thing you know, he's sitting there and we're just like binge watching because it's like 20 minutes of just good fun laughter. And you're like, okay, I'm not done yet. I want to watch some more. So, and they're sort of timeless. You know, Raytown was sort of set in a funny little bubble of its own. We weren't topical at all. We used to have guest stars that would come on the show and go, what time period? They thought we were a period piece. They'd say, what time is it? And I'd go, I think this is modern time. But it was, you know, it was like, it was the real country. It was the bulk of this country. It was the middle of America. And I think it's pretty timeless, the silly stuff that you laugh over.